Well, it was the only house, because the house I was born in, I stayed there until I was three, and I don't remember that at all.
Then this would be a good place for me to ask you if you would draw me a little floor plan of that house, if you could, on the back here. It doesn't have to be to scale, and it doesn't have to be neat, just to give us a rough idea of where the rooms are. If you just label the rooms and tell me where they, what they are.
It was a perfectly square house, mm-hmm. with built about 3 feet off the ground, up on pillars, we could play under the house.
Oh.
It had three or four steps to the front,
mm-hmm.
A large porch with rockers on the porch where we would sit, banisters all around it. And as you came in the hall, immediately there were the stairs, going upstairs with...
you could put the upstairs off
over
the
one side. Well, the downstairs first was the living room,
mm-hmm.
and then the dining room.
Would you label LR for living room and DR for dining room?
Living room, mm-hmm. dining room. There were folding doors, heavy wood folding doors,
oh.
that we could close across there. Hall ran this way with a kitchen mm-hmm. to the back, and then there was a porch going out into a large yard.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the upstairs...
What was this?
That's where the stairs were going.
Oh, okay.
And under the stairs was a small bathroom that we added later
mm-hmm.
downstairs, and a large closet for storing
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
Upstairs there was a large bedroom on the front and a large bedroom on the back, hallway that ran all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
This was a small bedroom to the front, and a bathroom to the back. And the bathroom had an old instantaneous hot water heater that you had to light, and it would scare me to death every time we'd light that thing, and it would flash out gas.
Did it ever explode?
Many of them did. I don't think ours did. And this was a balcony with the stair rail coming down
mm-hmm.
the steps.
Mm-hmm.
Every room had a fireplace, bedrooms upstairs. The bathroom and the kitchen had a gas heater,
mm-hmm.
and we had a large coal stove in the dining room
mm-hmm.
that we kept warm by. No air condition,
mm-hmm.
no central heat.
What kind of heating do you have in this house?
This is all electric.
Mm-hmm.
Quite different today. We had a large yard. We had peach trees, plum trees, pear tree.
Oh, that sounds nice. Where was this house located?
37th and East Broad, 535
mm-hmm.
East 37th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I lived there till I was grown, and then after I was married, Mother died at 71, and Dad would not leave that house. So we had to go back and live with him, and he died in the house that was the only one he'd ever built and the only one he'd ever lived in, and that was home, and he wanted to die right there.
I'm sure he was happy doing that.
He was.
Yeah, you said you called this the living room. Did you ever call it anything else?
Yes, the parlor.
Okay. And how about kitchen? Did you ever hear another name for kitchen?
No, it was always the kitchen.
Did you ever see one that was separate from the house?
Yes, I have seen them where they were in the back and separate from the house. Now, that was mainly the old southern plantations where
mm-hmm.
the kitchen was completely
mm-hmm.
separate.
Would they be connected in any way?
No. Usually just run from the kitchen to the back porch and come into the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My wife lived in a house like that. She probably could tell us more about it than I could.
Now, you call these porches, and then you said a balcony on the second floor. Do you know?
No, there was just a... I said a balcony. There was a walkway with